Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for today's program. We're going to hear the testimony of a woman who was involved in show business, entertainment, who turned to Jesus and is filling the earth with the light of His glory. Rita Seifert, it's so wonderful to have you on our program today, and you are touching so many lives with salvation, healing, deliverance today in Las Vegas. But you weren't born and raised in Las Vegas. You were born and raised in Holland as a little girl in the war, and your family was housing Jews, and you were in danger because of people that were reporting you or possibly reporting your family. Tell us about that.
Well, this is actually very horrible because, you know, we had to flee our home and because we had to hit the Jews and just had to move to the other side of town so that we would be safe from the betrayal of people.
And you explained to me earlier that that's what put a lot of fear in your heart.
Fear was my middle name, can you say? And when I was living in Spain and there were so many people in uniform because American soldiers lived there, I was always afraid. Every time I saw one, I had to run to the other side of the street.
Wow. So you actually moved from Holland to Spain, did you?
I was learning languages, so I moved from Holland to France to Spain.
Now, I understand that you speak five languages.
Correct.
That's amazing. I speak two. I speak English and tongues.
Oh, then I speak six.
But anyway, so tell us how you got involved in the entertainment industry.
It was actually a very short story. I went to an audition with somebody else. The choreographer saw me and he went, "How does she look in tights?" My friend said, "Oh, just see for yourself." I put on the tights and the rest is history. I was in show business.
Oh, my gosh. So he never asked to see how well you could dance or how well you could sing. He just wanted to know what you looked like in tights.
I had been a gymnast. And because of that, we started in a can-can show and all of the things that can-can dancers do, gymnasts can do.
So
that was
okay.
No problem.
Now, back in those days, were showgirls, I'll put it like that, showgirls or entertainers, were they kind of looked down on as...
When I was living in Spain, they had absolutely none of that. There was no, I was lived there alone. When I came to America in the 73 is when they like the showgirl concept, not in Spain.
Yeah, because in American culture, when you think of a showgirl, you think of maybe a stripper, a pole dancer, someone that does other things behind the shows even.
It's two completely different professions, shall we say. A showgirl is just part of a big show. You're far away from the people. The only difference is with a dancer, she's got a bra on and the showgirl does not.
Right.
And you never get to mingle with the guests.
Right.
You know.
Now, you were involved. I mean, you weren't a pole dancer. You weren't a stripper. You were an actual performer in the entertainment industry of a very high caliber, actually, because you were featured in the Tropicana for years in major roles. You might want to share a little bit about that, some of your history.
The main where I was featured the most was in Miami, actually, in the Doral Beach Hotel. And we had like 20 dancers, and I was like the singer, dancer, star of the show. And it was actually, it was so much fun for me that it just got me around the world. That's all I wanted to do. I was a gypsy at
heart. Your whole dream was to travel.
My dream was to travel the world, and that's what I got to do from the day that I showed my legs in tights.
And I understand that you traveled around the world with one suitcase. Everything was in one suitcase.
Yeah, because you couldn't really take any more than that. And if I bought a new dress, I had to throw one away.
Wow.
Because 44 pounds doesn't go that far.
Right. Oh, so that's amazing.
Yeah.
So tell us how you ended up in Vegas then, because...
Well, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. And I had gone to... I'd come to America, to Miami, and then I ended up in Las Vegas. I auditioned for the Jubilee show, which is a humongous show as well, still going on after 50 years. And... then I ended up in the Tropicana show, but when I was in the Tropicana show, it was curtains for me. So,
what does that mean, curtains for you?
Curtains means that was the end of my show business career, uh-huh. because by this time, God had entered my life.
Wow. So. Yeah, because you had a real, you know, a really wonderful position in that show. It's a well-known show. And you were the head dancer, the head singer, which meant you had a lot of talent.
But
how did the curtain get drawn?
The curtains were drawn by the Lord himself. One day I'm on stage and, you know, you have to do all these stairs. You have all these feathers and boas and everything. You're just walking down the stairs. And I hear him say, this is your last job.
You actually heard the Lord say that before you even knew him. A voice said, this
is your
last job.
I did know him already. I was still in show business. Knowing the Lord, I just accepted him a couple of years ago, but I did not have any fellowship. I didn't have anybody to tell me what you could or couldn't do, so I just went on with my life.
Okay, well, let's backtrack a little bit then.
Yes.
And find out, how did you actually come to know Jesus? You're in the midst of all this traveling around the world in show business and
right.
everything that goes with that.
Right.
And, you know, everyone can fill in the blanks because that's out there. So all of a sudden things changed for you. A revelation came to you about Jesus.
I was in the Doral Beach Club in Miami Beach, and a lady was on stage. She was singing and she had a wonderful show. And then all of a sudden she went on her knees and said, this song I dedicate to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I was in the audience. I got total goosebumps. I went like, oh my gosh, I've never felt this before. Why am I having this? And so I went backstage and went to talk to her. And 1 week later, in her mom's Chinese restaurant, I went on the cement floor, everybody running around with egg rolls and chow mein. And that's where I accepted the Lord.
Wow. Yeah. So you now have the Lord in your heart,
mm-hmm.
but you had no teaching, no instruction.
None.
You didn't even know, you know, what the Bible taught about life and how to do life according to God's way.
Not at all.
So you now have the Lord in you, but you were just continuing to do life the same.
Because I came out of a completely humanistic society. Post-war, Holland
right.
was very humanistic, and it's like very liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Nude beaches, everything like that. So for me to actually find the Lord was something that I added to my life. I thought, oh, this is wonderful. I felt peace. I felt great.
Yeah.
But because I didn't have the fellowship, I just went on. In showbiz.
Sure.
Doing my thing.
Sure, I can totally understand why you would.
Yeah.
But then that day when you were doing your final performance, when you were at the Tropicana in Las Vegas, the Lord's voice spoke to you and said, this is the last
final job.
Final show.
Yeah, and I got fired really quick after that.
Now, I understand from reading through your story is that when the Lord spoke that, that was kind of a sad thought. Like you weren't happy about leaving show business.
Absolutely not.
And so you probably had to be fired.
I thought, this is, cannot be God.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had to be fired because
you wouldn't have quit.
Possibly be God, you know? And I said, God, if I heard you right, you know, I get fired here, but I'm still going to audition. And if you really were that voice that told me no, then you have to close every door.
And he did.
Miraculously. To the point that I thought after three doors, I went, I know I'm done.
Amazing. So yes. You're
yes.
a showgirl without any portfolio now. You're finished. The curtain's been drawn. So what happened?
For many years. God is so amazing because he just led me into a business that was complete opposite. I mean, I'm used to working and big applause and everybody wanted your autograph
right.
and stuff like that. No, he leads me into the insurance business. That was the only job I could get. Now I go into the insurance business.
It's amazing you even got that because you were only trained in entertainment.
I was not only I was actually trained to be a secretary in about four different languages
okay.
in Holland. I was
All
trained
right.
before I got out of Holland,
okay.
actually.
All right.
But I got this insurance job. And then every door that I tried to knock on was closed in my face, because insurance is not something that people say, right. Oh, just come on in, we want to hear about insurance.
Right.
See? So when I did, I cried. I cried so much. I went, oh, Lord. Anyways.
Yep. So there was a Bible study that opened up to you. Tell us about that.
The Bible study I went to was like between shows, and everybody that was in that Bible...
So this was when you were still a showgirl?
Yeah. Everybody in that Bible study was in show business. So one was in the skating show, one was in the Follies, one in the Hacienda. And so everybody, they came, we had about 2 hours between show, and the teacher that taught us was an amazing man of God. He just absolutely was so simple, and he would teach us small teachings, you know. He said, once you have thrown the garbage out, don't bring it back in, you know.
Oh, how precious.
He says, leave it out there because, you know, you don't need it anymore and stuff. Just simple stuff, very simple. But he taught us how to hear the word of God and how to listen to him. And
wonderful.
He played the violin very badly. But we all loved him.
Rita, yeah. You got discipled in that Bible study. That's awesome. Right. We're going to take a break. But before we do, I just sense that there's someone watching the program right now. And you have been feeling like a transition coming. And you've been dissatisfied. You actually are a Christian. But you're kind of like what Rita described. You know the Lord. He's in your life. But your life hasn't changed. Nothing's really changed. You still have the same environment, the same friends, the same stuff that you've been doing that is starting to feel uncomfortable for you. And you think, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what I can do. I don't know if I can get out of this place that I'm in. God's going to open up a way for you. But right now, he just wants you to say, God, I'm giving you everything. Whatever you want to change, change. Whatever you want to do, do. I give my life to you. I surrender 100%. Because you see, there's a difference between having Jesus as your Savior and Jesus as your Master. He wants to own your life. He wants to rule your life because he's a owner of love. He's a ruler of love. And he knows the best way to lead you. He knows the best way to direct you. Why don't you do that right now, right where you're sitting and in front of the screen, just say, Jesus, I give you my life. Change everything. He's going to open up some doors. There's going to be some divine appointments coming that are going to connect you with him in a much deeper way. And we'll be right back.
You are called to demonstrate the kingdom of God with signs and wonders. Patricia King's book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, will help you step outside your comfort zone to reach those around you with the power and love of God. Order Light Belongs in the Darkness at xpministries.com.
Hello there, my name's Patricia King, and you know what? I'm going to be in Israel with a God TV Israel tour. I hope that you're going to join me there too, along with many, many Christian leaders from around the world. We're going to visit the Holy Land, all the different sites. We're going to pray, we're going to prophesy, and attend many events. You'll want to be there too. Mark it on your calendar, August 25th to September 3rd, 2013. Well, welcome back. We're going to hear now what happened to Rita after she came to the Lord. Now, Rita, you were just saying during the break, this wonderful word that God gave you this morning, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't want to forget that word. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you could look into your camera and give it to the audience, mm-hmm. I think it's going to minister to many people.
I just want to say that if you give your all, no matter how little it is, to the Lord, what he can do with it is so much far-reaching and so much better than anything that you can do yourself. And it just takes the sweat out of it because you just get to go along for the ride, and it's exciting.
And you know, Rita, that's the difference between religion and serving God, is like, amen, our life in the Lord is a life of grace. Amen. It's his divine enablement. Mm-hmm. But he can't enable you without you giving him something to work with.
That's right.
But I found when I surrendered everything, just like what you said, when I surrendered everything and said, God, I'm like a dead man. Now you bring everything to life. Then yes. He said, okay. That's and right. Then he comes in. And I love Galatians 2, where it says, I am crucified with Christ.
Yes.
So, in other words, I'm not even alive anymore. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me. Mm-hmm. So I just love that, because when you completely yield to the Lord,
that's right,
then he takes over. And I just believe that many of you that are watching right now, mm-hmm, this is your hour to say, you know, I'm going to give you my all, Lord, because I have been holding on a little bit. So give it all, and you'll find this grace kicks in, because all the stress goes, all the self-striving goes, all the self-effort goes, mm-hmm, and you just let go and let God. That was a great, great word.
The best of all that I find is that all rejection that you've ever felt, if you truly surrender everything to God, you will find that his acceptance will sufficiently cover everything that you ever missed in your life.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, Rita, you were going to the Bible study, and then one day, the leader of the Bible study handed you the keys and said, you're now the leader, right? I'm leaving town, sort of thing.
This was a couple of years later. I had a couple that was a comedy act, and they were the leaders of a Bible study. And I had gone to Bible school in the meantime. I went to Calvary Chapel, internship for 4 months, because I wanted to know more about God. I was just so hungry. I wanted to know everything that I could possibly know about this God that had entered my life and changed my life so completely. So I went to Bible school, and then I came back and I thought, now I'm really ready for ministry. Well, the Lord said, just in the closet for a little while, you know, till the self gets out. And I get even in more. You will just have to wait. And so I waited, and someone said to me one day, we are going to Africa. This is our Bible study. Please take it for us.
Wow. And then all kinds of things started happening, because you started ministering to people even in between shows. Tell us about that.
Yeah. That Bible study that I got was a show called Enter the Night in the Stardust in Las Vegas. And all the show people came to my home between the two shows. And they were so cute. And they were learning. And they were bringing their other dancers with them. They got saved. And then I had a pastor that would baptize them for me. And it just was an exciting time. But they never wanted me to pray for them, because they said, we can't cry. Don't ruin our makeup. So,
yeah. So. And you had people even like going through a lot of healing for life issues and
lots
being
of
restored.
Issues.
You shared a testimony with me about, was it a man who was trapped in a homosexual lifestyle that he did not want to be in, and God delivered him?
Yes, he did not want to be in it, and he was a hairdresser, and he was an amazing man of God. And he just, two of them actually, they got married and have a fantastic marriage, and they're still married today.
Okay, so they each found women after they were healed and got
that they had been they had already been friends with, and they married and just. They're still together.
Because a lot of times when people have come out of that type of wounding and lifestyle, they might remain celibate or that, but they don't sometimes have a restored longing for women, right? But in this case, two of them both got that restored longing.
It actually is so based on friendship, which in my estimation, every good marriage should really be based on friendship.
Right.
Or else it will take you years to become friends.
Exactly. Exactly. So, oh, that's so, so awesome. Yeah. But now you are going around ministering in different churches, especially your passion is to see wounded hearts get healed.
Absolutely.
And for deliverance and healing and light penetrating darkness.
And activation specifically too, because it's so amazing that people really have to learn that truly they can hear from God as well, and that they can be the solution to someone else's healing. Because it has to be a domino effect. It has to be absolutely something that everybody can do and will have to do.
And you're just going for it. That's what I love, you know. And you also told me that you never got married till you were 50 because you never really wanted to get married. And then at 50, you got married, which is a huge transition for your life. And, you know, you just went for it. And now, you know, over 20 years later, you're just going for it in God, accelerating in Him, bringing more fruit into the kingdom than you ever have. And I have a book called Dream Big. And, you know, it talks about, you know, life in the second half of life and how we are to accelerate, how we are to experience the latter glory of the house is to be greater than the former. Right. And that is exactly who you are. That is exactly what you've done. And we're so proud of you, Rita.
Exactly. I heard someone say, I have a whole decade, new decade, to give to the Lord.
Right on.
And this is how I feel. I feel I have a decade yet to give to the Lord in the fullness of it.
Amen.
Keep
Amen.
On going.
We're going to go for it, girl.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll be right back.
You are called to demonstrate the kingdom of God with signs and wonders. Patricia King's book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, will help you step outside your comfort zone to reach those around you with the power and love of God. Order Light Belongs in the Darkness at xpministries.com.
Hello there, my name's Patricia King, and you know what? I'm going to be in Israel with a God TV Israel tour. I hope that you're going to join me there too, along with many, many Christian leaders from around the world. We're going to visit the Holy Land, all the different sites. We're going to pray, we're going to prophesy, and attend many events. You'll want to be there too. Mark it on your calendar, August 25th to September 3rd, 2013. I have a word right now for someone who is in the second half of life. In fact, you're in your 60s and you've been feeling really discouraged, basically, because you've seen your body change and you've seen, you know, aspects of your youth that seem to be diminishing. But the Lord says that He will fill you with good things and renew your youth like the eagles. And in your heart, in your spirit, you know, Paul talked about the inner man being renewed. And I see a rejuvenation coming from within that is going to affect you outwardly too. The Lord says to you, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. You're going to, you know, shed some of the feathers of the past and take on some new ones for the future. But the Lord says acceleration is your word. Acceleration.
I feel like someone really can truly not feel or believe the love of the Lord, and the word says that the same covenant that He made with David, He made with you, with tender mercies, love, and faithfulness. And the Lord is saying, this is for you. I love you. Believe this with everything that you have inside of you, because I feel like the Lord is saying it's been hard for you to believe this.
I'm getting a specific word of knowledge right now for a woman who has actually been in the, let's call it the adult entertainment industry. And you have been so looked down on by a lot of your family and friends that you knew from the past. And as a result of that, you kind of walked away from them and carved out a community around you of friends that are in the similar industry. And you've just gone down into a pit and you feel trapped in there. And I just see the Lord reaching out to you right now with His hand and say, you're my daughter. Remember when you were a young girl and you went to Sunday school and you gave your life to me, and I've always been with you. I've never left you and I've never shunned you. I've never shamed you. I'm your best friend, but come now. You need to come out of this life. You're being taken down into a spiral, and I'm going to rescue you. Just take my hand and come with me now. Come now. And the Lord is going to heal you. He's going to restore you. He's going to brighten your day. He's going to change your life. And the lifestyle that you're living right now, you have to come out of it. It's too dangerous for you. It's too hurtful for you, and you are going to come out of it, because today you're going to take His hand.
I feel there's someone that feels still very much abandoned. You were abandoned as a child, And I feel like the Lord is saying, you took this abandonment with you into the things of God, and you've never been overcoming this feeling. And the Lord is saying, today is today. Just reach up and see Him as your Father, the Father that you never had, and He will receive you with His arms wide open. He is your daddy. Please, just look up and see it happening for you.
The Lord's giving me a vision of a red and white striped candy. And whoever this word is for, it's going to mean a lot to you, because that was the candy that was given to you that started sexual favors being given to someone that you knew, someone who was close to your family. And from that time, you were abused and you were taken advantage of and you were given candy. And whenever you see that red and white candy stripe, it just brings back the memory. And God wants to heal you. He loves you so much, and He feels so bad about what happened to you. But He's here to heal you right now. And He's going to remove the trauma. So in the name of Jesus, I just pray for you now. I just pray that you would go right into the heart of that woman, right into her heart, and pull out the trauma, pull out the shame, pull out the terror, pull out the betrayal, pull out the fear, and pour in love now in Jesus' name. And just let the tears come, because they're going to be healing for you. You have a new life in Jesus. It's a new day for you.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
You are called to demonstrate the kingdom of God with signs and wonders. Patricia King's book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, will help you step outside your comfort zone to reach those around you with the power and love of God. Order Light Belongs in the Darkness at xpministries.com.
Visit the online store and feed your spirit with biblically based resources. Go to xpmedia.com.